What's up, fellow human beings? Welcome to Peace of Mind. I am your host, Mackenzie Lewis, here to bring you a piece of my mind. This is a safe place where we can talk about spirit, spirit guides, life, sexuality, reality, and life in other realms. So sit back, relax, grab a joint, get comfy, and let's get real. Hello, beautiful human beings, and welcome to Peace of Mind. Back at it again with another dose of Mac nonsense. Another crazy week. Actually, like my first official week being in New York, and I swear when I get here, it's like a fucking whirlwind. I feel like I get, like, I just, when I get here, I hop back into the tornado, and so much life happens. You know, there's a lot that's been, like, coming forward, and I feel like a lot of growth that's been taking place, which isn't always easy. I don't know, it takes time, I'm still adjusting, finding my comfort in my new environment, but still adjusting. You know, I came into the semester kind of with a lot on my back. A lot happened before I was able to come here. A lot of life lessons were taught, and I was being taught by life before getting here. And so kind of adjusting and adjusting to being around so many people, adjusting to my new environment. It's causing for a lot of growth, and that's why I feel like this week's episode is about growing. Because growing is not always easy. I have a lot of people around me who have been having the same kind of struggles. It reminds me of this this one, Lauryn Hill spoke at a university one time, and she talked about how life is like a bunch of mountains and hills. And when you're going up, everything feels good, and you're learning, and that's allowing you to become the teacher. And then once you come down, you're becoming the student. And life is kind of like an up and down cycle where you're learning and growing and understanding, and not everything is always going to be perfect, and not everything is always going to be sunny and bright, you know. I think there's something really important to know about when you're in those moments when it isn't bright, understanding that there is something at the end of that tunnel. I've been really trying to emphasize that on myself, and naturally the universe has been placing moments, people, environments in front of me that have made me feel as if that light is coming and that it's okay. There is also a big lesson that I've been learning about community. I'm very stubborn in the way that I like to move as an individual, and I think that's also from the way I was raised as well, that I'm very independent. I do everything by myself. I work by myself. I do things by myself. But sometimes you need others. You need help. You need community. You need friends. You need family. Putting that guard down and allowing others to help you, allowing others to teach you and guide you, is important. You know, I always speak about knowing your core, trusting yourself, knowing yourself, and that's always perfect. But if it was just you on this planet, you wouldn't be able to learn anything you need to learn. Allow yourself to be open to others and new environments and new things. You know, trust your gut when you're doing this at the same time. But also remind yourself that you can get farther with a team than you can get on your own. And I've really been learning that and understanding that in this time period. You need group, you need community, you need friends. You know, I know sometimes having friends isn't always so easy, and even being in this environment, it's really kind of hard to juggle the social aspect, the personal aspect, the relation aspect. There's so many different layers to it, but when you find that balance and you allow yourself to be open in the right environment in the right times, you get everything you need. I've been so blessed with so many amazing people, and this week has really shown it. We've been all over the place and have met so many people, and, you know, that bitch anxiety, that fear holds you back. Don't let fear hold you back. Don't let anxiety hold you back. Anxiety is one son of a bitch, but don't let that bitch rule your life. Be fearless when you walk. And when you encounter others, be open, don't be scared. Allow yourself to genuinely share yourself with people, because it will really get you what you need, you know. I've been feeling a lot of, like, conflict in relationships and friendships and things like that, because, you know, not everything's always as simple, but if you face those fears, face those conflicts, things will be okay. Another big message from this week is the importance of talking about your emotions, the importance of communicating with people. Conflict is scary. For me, I hate conflict. I will avoid conflict. I will run around conflict till my legs fall off. I don't like having confrontation. I don't like arguing with people. I don't like aggressive conversations. I just don't. This is not my thing. It gives me anxiety. It causes for fear, and I hate it. But when you don't have these important conversations with people you love, then things don't work out the way you want it to, and it builds up, and it gets bigger, and the problem gets bigger. So talk to those who you need to talk to. Find peace in every relationship. Life is too fucking short to dislike people, and surround yourself around people you dislike, or surround yourself around conflict. It's really about community, and we're supposed to be together in this walk of life. I don't think everybody's meant to be in your life, but I don't think carrying negative energy around with you is good as well. Allow yourself to release those things and be free with your thought and your mind, and give yourself the chance to grow and feel good. You know, being in this new environment, I feel really challenged about how I communicate and what my relationships look like with people, and how I want those relationships to look like. And when you really come to the point of understanding who you are, then you'll truly know how to handle those relationships and handle those conversations. It's really just about being honest with yourself and those around you. Nothing's gonna hurt you as long as you go into that conversation with a calm mindset. A calm and peaceful mindset, with just looking to dismantle something. Just live peacefully. And that's really my goal. And that's what I've been really personally working on, is knowing my place and breaking those boundaries of myself of addressing conflict. It's not always easy, and it's not always the funnest, but it's necessary. So be brave in that walk, be brave in those conversations, and be honest. Communication is key, truly. Just growing. I feel so much growth within myself. I'm feeling a lot of growing pains, but I can feel myself crawling out of this tunnel and the light shining on me. There's beauty coming, there's magic coming, there's a lot coming in this new chapter, and I think it's important to be honest with yourself and those around you, because the more honest you are, the realer you are with everyone, the more genuine you are, and the more genuine you can walk around in life instead of walking on eggshells. Walking on eggshells with anyone is fucking painful, because you're not being your most authentic self, you're not being real, you're not being genuine, and that just doesn't feel good. It gets old. You know, it's kind of even interesting being in this environment and kind of knowing my place here. You know, I went to this old place that a lot of people used to hang out. I used to hang out with a lot of people from my past there, and the place gave me so much anxiety and anger, and I was just so, like, anxious in the space, and I was like, for what, you know? I don't need to put myself back in that space again, but feeling that energy going back there was allowing me to kind of heal the things that I needed to heal. You know, letting things go, not holding grudges, not being angry. Anger is so easy. Anger is the easiest emotion to deal with. But not truth, you know. Being truth and genuine with yourself, being sad, being honest, being real. Being able to develop your emotions in a proper manner, and allowing yourself to cry, allowing yourself to detach from people, allowing yourself to walk on your own and feel strength in your own self and your own grounding is so essential. it's so funny because it was really cool. I'll share this story because this is dope. The other day, I was with these amazing women. It's so crazy because you always think, like, there's not that many spiritual people around until you start reaching out. And they all are linked up in the same damn place. But I have these really great friends, and they invited me to come over. And I walk in, and there's candles lit up. There's, like, 10 tarot decks on, crystals all over the place, and, like, 6 beautiful, magical women sitting around, and they're doing a reading. And I sit down, and one of the girls is talking about this situation she had and this person that she's let go, and my bracelet broke. And it was so interesting because the energy of the person that she was letting go was actually coming from an energy that I've also interacted with, just a darker energy. This is the first time I've met this girl. The energy that was kind of lying in this person that she was with was kind of an energy that I've interacted with recently. And my bracelet broke in the middle of her reading when she was talking about that. And we were able to sit down. I got a reading after her, and all of that was kind of revealed for me about what that meant and what that energy was kind of holding over me. And all of the cards were showing a sense of breakthrough, a sense of growth, of learning, of understanding, of roots. And it was so magical, and it just reminded me of how when I put my energy out there, when I'm genuine with myself, when I'm real, when I share my spiritual journey, when I share my spirit, my aura, it attracts me to the right things and the right people and the right moments. And it's all fucking aligned. Everything is aligned. When my friend was doing my reading, she really noticed my third eye was completely shut. And there was this fear that I've been kind of dealing with darkness. And it came from this energy that I recently interacted with. And in the first part of our reading, she does like a sound bowl, and we do a meditation. So she's doing the sound bowl meditation. There's a knock on the door. And instantly we turn all the candles off, and I'm sitting in the dark, and I fled from the room. I went to the other room. I ran. And we came back, and this is a moment reflecting back to a time when I was dealing with a negative energy, and they put me in the darkness, and I fled. But at the end of this reading, the very last card that we had, all of the candles naturally burned out. We were sitting in the darkness, and one of the girls, which is actually the girl who was dealing with that same energy, was like, "We're finding peace in the darkness." And I feel like it really had power. It's time for breakthrough. It's time for overcoming. It's time for the light to shine. Really stay focused, stay balanced, stay in your feet, in your body, in your soul, and know who you are, and keep fighting. This walk of life is not easy. It wasn't planned to be easy, and it always makes me think about how people talk about how when we asked, our souls asked to be here because we knew we had a mission. And sometimes we ponder why we even asked to be here, because it's a lot. It's a lot to be a human on this earth with all the layers and roots and connections and family and friends and self and education and job and school and bills and all this. There's so many layers to this shit. But when you stay grounded in yourself, when you stay focused in yourself, in your work, in your spiritual work, in your heart, in your morals, in your core, finding your core values, you will truly walk this earth in peace. It's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be a sweet flight to the next step, but there's hope, there's faith, and there's peace that's waiting for you. So be patient with this process. Be patient with your time. Be patient with your growth, and know who you are, because you are going to get to where you are meant to be. And that's the message of this week. Just optimism, growth, understanding, evaluating, self-reflection. Know who you are in your environment. Know where you're going. I kind of had this moment where I just kept manifesting so much for so ahead. And I was so caught up in what was coming that I was losing sight of what was in this moment. And I got taught in the most strongest way. And it's funny because the universe likes to teach me in the most aggressive way. Like, and it's definitely because I don't listen. So when I don't listen, I get taught in a deeper and more upfront manner. But be present, be real, be here now. Feel the wind, feel the sun, feel everything around you. Feel your body, feel your hands, feel your feet. Be here, because that's where you're meant to be. Nothing is promised. Have goals, have dreams, have motivation. But don't get too caught up in what's ahead. Be here, because you're going to lose sight of that whole situation. And you're not going to be able to get there until you finish today. And yeah, that's just it, guys. Just be peaceful. Make sure you guys are taking care of yourself, drinking water, having your eat, please. Have your daily meals. Fuel your body, fuel your mind, fuel your soul. Dance around. Listen to some groovy music. Hit my playlist on Spotify, baby. It's all in my link in my bio with where my podcast is as well. But stay peaceful, y'all. I love you.
Peace.
Remember that the light is always with you and within you. Speak your manifestations aloud. Dedicate some time for yourself today. And remember, you are only human. Thank you guys so much for joining in on this week's episode. If you love what you heard, please follow along with me on this journey.